I think it's also the return Rat Yatra today.
It is Monday.
Yes, it is. So we can't explain it, but it does say that, and as previously, Mahaprabhu and his devotees with great joy, you know, they, it says that. So we know there's a, it opens the door for 1,000 ontological questions. But just if Kaviraj Goswami says that, then we can just accept that and go on. Because if we can and understand the plane that we're dealing with, Guru Maharaj likes to remind us, Vaikunthiya Prithivyadi Sakala Chinmoy. And he uses this to defeat Sahajyaism. He said that about one of my god brothers. That's so-and-so. He can't, Sahajya. I told him. He just, like, openly, he said, so-and-so, that's Sahajya. And not, you know, this Siddhantic slurs. But he said, I told him, but sincerely, trying to help him, Vaikunthiya Prithivyadi Sakala Chinmoy. What we're dealing with is spiritual substance from the ground up. That's what it says. Prithivyadi. Priti here means the earth, the soil, the ground, adi, etc. And everything more evolved after that. Just like inexplicably, I mean, to me, or surprisingly, Guru Maharaj quoted a famous verse from the 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, with, again, with regard to Prakriti Sahajyaism. And what is it? There's two slokas, very simple in the beginning. One says, Bhumirapo anulovayu kamano buddhirevacha ahankara itiyame bina prakriti rastadha. So Krishna's saying, what? Bhumirapo anulovayu, earth, water, fire, air, ether, kamano buddhirevacha, mind, intelligence, ego, yes, ahankaram, itiyame, bina, prakritir ashtadha. These are eight mundane aspects of prakriti, eight aspects of the of prakriti, of the mundane. So we can get the earth, water, fire, what he's saying, mind, intelligence, and ego, it's also prakriti, it's mundane. So how can you use that to generate the infinite? You can't recondition it. You think mind is mundane. It's an element. It's a mundane element. So is intelligence. So Krishna consciousness culture is not mental or intellectual culture. And the next one he says, Aparayam itas tvanyam prakritim vidhi me param. But there's a prakriti superior, jiva bhuta mahabaho yayedam daryate jagat. So above all of that is the beginning of the soul plane. So in Guru Maharaj's Gayatri, when he's saying bhur bhuva svat tat savitur, these seven planes of mundane existence, anything. What is savitur? What is revealing everything? Is not the sun as much as the soul, means jivatma. And what is venerable to the jivatma is the paramatma world. And by inference, the swarup shakti, the spiritual world, back to Vaikunthiya Prithivyadi Sakala Chinmoy. It's all conscious substance, spiritually conscious substance, spiritually conscious substance, enriched with dedicating tendency. So when on this Hara Panchami, we're told that Mahaprabhu and his devotees see the goddess of fortune coming, right? And how on a royal throne and how her attendants are, they arrest the attendants of Jagannath, are beating them. But what are they seeing? If you look at it more carefully, are they seeing this pastime? Are they seeing a representation of this pastime? It is described as if they're seeing all of these things. Right? Does it say they're carrying a deity and they're imagining these things? No, it doesn't. It just says that after Jagannath's excuse to, in the company of his brother and his sister, to go to his hometown, basically. Like, you know, we all do that, right? Or, you know, you go to your hometown, everyone, oh, he's going to his hometown, you know. So it should end, but we've told in Brihad Bhagavatamrita and elsewhere, the queens are asking Rohini, who's Balaram's mother, the one from Vrindavan, who's also in Dwarka, about what are these pastimes in Vrindavan? And you can say, oh, well, there, Krishna as a cowherd, he's herding the cows in the Vrindavan. That's one of the pastimes. A year later, you know, Kansa's mother, after Kansa was rather unceremoniously departed the world, you know, at the hands of Krishna, they had to take care of her. So she's also there. And she's, if we look at it as a type of play, she's, a lot of what she says is for comedic effect or to bring out certain Siddhantic truths. So when she realizes they're trying to get Krishna to go back to Vrindavan, she's saying, those people there, they're so callous and insensitive. All those years of cow herding, they didn't even give him a pair of shoes. Guru Maharaj points out, shoes for Vaikuntha. Vrindavan is not a place of shoes. They don't wear shoes. Right? But there she's saying, look, he's herding these cows and they didn't give him a pair of shoes. And then when she realizes that it might get serious about him going back, she's saying, oh, maybe what they're really interested in is payment because they don't have him as a worker anymore. So then we could do, you know, a cost analysis. What's the going rate for cow herding? How many years? How much time? All right, so, you know, we owe them something. She's saying all these things, and everyone is horrified. But what it serves to do is to bring out the hearts of the devotees. That's the point. That's why there's a character, someone playing that role. All of these pastimes are meant to shine a spotlight on devotion. Right? It's not accidental that Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, where's the first place that he stops on the way to Puri? Remuna, Gopinath. It's not an accident that it's Gopinath. Why? Because of the connection with Madhavendra Puri. And the sloka of Madhavendra Puri, Ai Dina Dayadranata He Maturanata Kudavalakshase, etc. So that can come out, that comes out at the end of that, you know, Mahaprabhu is telling the devotees this, we're told. And the cure is being brought to them. And what is he doing? Who tasted it as Gopinath, now he wants to taste. He's already tasted. Why should he be interested? Because this will be a different taste. When he's Gopinath, he's taking bhog. That's why I saw in the article it says, Giriraj gets Italian food. Really, you've got Italian style bhog, but then it became Giriraj prasadam. Right? It was no longer Italian. Vaikuntya prithivyadi sakula chenmoy. Then it took on this chenmoy character that Raman Swarup Damodar is telling Mahaprabhu. Sometimes Mahaprabhu is speaking like he's in the Varnashram, he's a sannyasi. Oh, give all the pitta, like Ramadidi, would make Gokul pitta was her specialty on any holiday, this extraordinary, I can't describe it, just wonderful sweet that she would make. Mahaprabhu saying, oh, give the pitta, that type of Gokul pitta, and to the devotee, and give me lafra, like something very simple. And Srup Damodar reminding him, no, Jagannath has tasted this. Just take Jagannath's prasad and marvel, wonder at how Jagannath has tasted this and infused this with his own taste. The Krishna Adharamritam described in the Antya Lila of Charitamrita. Why prasadam tastes so unique, having touched the lips of Krishna? But he's talking like that. Of course, Srila Gurudev, he could only say that. He would say about the Lafra. Madhusudan Maharaj knows very well what Lafra is. And
I do.
If Mangal Maharaj is out there, we... And anyway, but Gurudev said, but I'm thinking, because Gurudev is saying, these are all exalted associates of Mahaprabhu, so the cooks, we can understand they're extraordinary. He goes, I'm thinking that Lafra is also very nice. But Srup Damodar is saying, in a sweet way, he's like Lalita, Sakhi with Radharani, correcting. No. Not as Varnasram Sannyasi who shouldn't be eating luxury. No, not like that. Don't be thinking like that. You just think how Jagannath was appreciating this extraordinary taste that has come. And all the devotees know who've been when we would sit in Puri and you sit without any, even an asana of any type, sit on the floor, and you're given the Jagannath Prasad. How extraordinary that is. And I know when we first went, the Panda for Gaudiya line was Gopinath Kuntia, and his ancestor is in the pages of Charitamritam. When Mahaprabhu and the devotees play on the Vijay Dasami and they dress up, sometimes they dress up like cowherd boys, other times they play like Hanuman, they do Ram Lila. That Kuntia, their ancestor, he would be, one would be father and one would be mother. They'd play these different roles. So his descendant was giving us the Mahaprasad of Jagannath there. And Gurudev told their house that Mahaprabhu went there. And it's still there. The same place that Mahaprabhu went. We went last time.
I've been there with Gurudev.
And he said, this is the place that Mahaprabhu came to. So anyway, Mahaprabhu, but he's very eager to taste the kheer of Gopinath as prasad. Radha Bhava Dyuti Subolita, now enveloped by the heart and halo of Radharani, this will be a different experience. Krishna, the Bhogaiswarya Prashaktanam, and Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam, Yajna Bhuk, that Brahma was astonished at saying, the person who receives all the offerings, the Yajna, I'm supposed to believe that was always Vishnu, and that he sits on the bank of the Jamuna with his cowherd boyfriends with food in his left hand. The goal of all yogis, he has pastimes like that? Nomi jate bravapuse taridambaraya gunja vatangsa paripichchala sanmukhaya banyasraje kalava ve Vishanavenu, Lakshmashmiye, Mridupaje, Pashupangajaya. And his stride is so short. It says, Adbhutakram, in the Vedas and again in the Puran. He of wonderful stride. He's saying, but he's just walking who can walk everywhere, like in the Upanishad. His strides are short as a cowherd boy. And he's playing like this with his friends. Brahma is saying, this is vimohan-inducing, bewildering. Muhyanti yatsuraya. We're told in the beginning, Krishna conception is bewildering, not just to ordinary folks, to the gods. Brahma Vimohan, Indra Mohan, Shivan, Mohini Murti, the gods are bewildered. We want nothing less than that. When I walk around the Dum Dum Park, teen number tank, you know, there gradually the whole neighborhood became devotees. You know, it was over the years, more and more people in the surrounding buildings would come to the evening arati. And there was this one man I'd meet at this one point, always inviting me to his house, second floor and some. Anyway, so, and I'm declining in different ways, but one time I notice he hasn't come for a while. And I go, why is that? And he goes, I heard your arati song. And I go, yes. And it says, Shambhu Agochar, like even beyond what Shiva can understand. Ah, I cannot accept that. I said, well, at least you're paying attention. And the line, Shambhu Agochar, saying, you know, Brahma and Shiva, this is beyond what they can grasp, right? And he said, I cannot accept that. I mean, on the one hand, I thought that's like kind of sweet, but why don't you ask for explanation? This is the Saraswat Arati of Guru Maharaj, and it's coming out of this mud. But I mean, this is a Bengali. Right? He's now not coming because of that line. But that's the Krishna that we worship. That even Mahadev, he will admit that he's bewildered by that Krishna conception. Brahma will fall at his feet and Indra, and name him Govinda in the Indra Mohan, the Govardhan pastimes. So, and what is even more astonishing, that when Jagannath sees, in essence, himself, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna in front of him, enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani, dancing before the rat. So, again, this devotee's teasing to bring someone out, that is the strategy of Srivas Thakur, when originally Mahaprabhu was asking Srup Damodar to explain what they're seeing, this Hara Panchami. What is like, why? We told, on the plea of going to visit his hometown with brother and sister, so very wholesome, but hearing from Rohini, no, not only pals with cowherd boys, but with the gopi girls too. So after 5 days, Lakshmi Devi, who we take it here as the the personification of the Dwarka queens, the Mahishigan. She's thinking, what's going on there? And that's why she's feeling neglected, that she gets on her palanquin surrounded by her entourage and goes searching for her husband, right? Madhava means that. Ma, Dava, Ma, Sri Lakshmi, Dava, husband. But it's the point, Mahaprabhu is asking Srup Damodar for rasa vishesh, to analyze rasa and explain certain things. Obviously, he wants to hear and wants all the devotees to hear. And they're taking it that this behavior of Lakshmi Devi is peculiar, because as Srup Damodar mentions, normally, if a woman feels neglected by her lover, she stops caring for herself. And he said, you know, is dragging her nails on the ground and feeling morose and looking morose, and that's a response. See, but here, she's dressing very nicely, with all her gems, jewels, everything, or Aishwarya, majestic aspect, on a palanquin surrounded by dancers, singers, a big entourage, and coming in a mood of anger to, you know, forcibly retrieve her husband. So anyway, then Srip Damodar gives these descriptions that we cannot discuss. They're very beautiful in the parayan of the continuous reading of Charitamritam. They'll come by, and only Srip Damodar can explain those things for the joy of Mahaprabhu and his devotees. But after giving this type of rasa vishesh analysis, then Srivas Thakur sees an opening to prod Srup Damodar a little bit. And that's when he says, look at Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, unparalleled in her opulence. And the Brajagopis, what do they have? And they are cowgirls. They milk cows. They collect fruits, flowers in Vrindavan. There's nothing in comparison to the majesty, the opulence, the Aishwarya of Vaikuntha and Lakshmi. And at that point, Mahaprabhu cautions him by saying that, be careful what you say to Srup Damodar. Why? Because he is, what does Mahaprabhu say? Shuddha Bridge Basi. Like now, people will, they'll use the word Bridge Basi, loosely, carelessly. Look at who Mahaprabhu is telling you is a Bridge Basi. Look at who Mahaprabhu is telling you. There's Ek Ramananda when he sends Pradyumna Misra to hear Krishna Katha. He's saying, Ek Ramananda, Srip Damodar is a Shuddha Brijbasi. Saying, Aishwarya, opulence, is not in his dictionary. That's unknown to him. So be careful in your dealing with him. And then Srip Damodar begins to speak by saying, no, it's not that I don't understand what opulence is. I just think, Srivas, you've lost your mind. You've forgotten certain aspects about Vrindavan. And what is quoted there? The Brahma Sangita, the end of the Brahma Sangita, the Sriya Kanta Kanta Kalpataru section, and Krishna Karnamritam. Chintamanis Charana Bhushana Manganam Sringara Pushpa Taravas Taravas Suranam Vrindavanam, Brajadanam, Nanu Kamadenu, Vrindani Suki, Cheti, Sukasindhu Aho Vibhuti. Saying, here's how you should understand the opulence of Vrindavan, the suppressed opulence of Vrindavan, through the medium of the example of those divine cowgirls of Vrindavan, the Brajagopis. What? Chintamani, you've heard of Chintamani stone? Chintamani prakata sadmasu kalpa vriksha lakshavrteshu. That Chintamani, this divine gem, the wish-fulfilling gem, whatever you can conceive, it can produce. There's more opulence in one Chintamani gem than the whole of Vaikuntha. Right, concentrated there. As Kaviraj Goswami says elsewhere, how is that possible? If you take a vat of sugarcane juice and start condensing it, then it turns into molasses, then into gore, then into sugar, at last into rock candy. So in one rock candy, can be an ocean of sweetness. That's the sort of example he's giving. So the comparison being in rasa, madhura rasa, the sweet rasa, is the origin of all the other rasas. According to Guru Maharaj, all the others are clients, they're satellites. we have a tendency to think, no, it goes Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Batsalya, Madhura, moving in that way. But actually, it's Adi Rasa, Janmadyasya Yataha, Mukya Rasa, the principal rasa, is Madhura Rasa. Contained within it are the elements of Vatsalya Rasa, Sakya Rasa, Dasya, Shanta, everything. Like that, concentrated sweetness. So, he says, Chintamani's Charanabhushanam Angananam. So, if one Chintamani gem has more opulence than the innumerable Vaikunthas, then consider this. The gopis string Chintamani gems and they're wearing them on the ankles of their holy lotus feet. So on the ankle of the lotus foot of one Braja gopi is more opulence than all the Vaikuntha worlds. That's his answer. And what you say, the cows, they're cowgirls, yes. The kamadenu means the desire fulfilling cow. They're not ordinary cows. And what are those flowers and fruits? They come from the kalpa vriksha. So in one sloka, actually in two, three slokas, Srup Damodar answers very beautifully, and that gives great pleasure to the heart of Mahaprabhu and his devotees. And it was all the teasing of Srivas Thakur. Otherwise, Srup Damodar, he's not going to come out and express so many things. Mahaprabhu asked him to say something, he's telling. Srivas Thakur teasing him, he came out and said something. Otherwise, it's like these gems are being concealed there. But Mahaprabhu was very happy to hear that. This is the day of the return of Jagannath. He's going back to his situation. And it'll be another year. I think next year is the full Navakalevar, when they give a new form.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's done. There's a certain way to calculate that. Someone said it means they'll make a new Jagannath. When someone asked Guru Maharaj about Vishnupriya Bari, Mahaprabhu Bari, that deity that Vishnupriya covered her, she drew her veil. Someone said, is that the original one? And Guru Maharaj, he said, they changed Jagannath every, 6, 12, something. Is that Jagannath? And he said, so what makes it substantial is like currency. Recently, they issued new $100 bills, with Ben Franklin. So there'll be a period where people will be going like, these new $100 bills, they don't look exactly like the, are they $100 bills? They'll actually be doubting that one. In time, the other ones may not have that substance. There may be a time where they go, all right, we're going to give you a period to switch over to all these, and after this date, the other ones will not have the backing. So Guru Maharaj said, the substance is in the backing, the divine backing. So Arche Vishnau Shiladir Gurushu Naramatir Vaishnave Jati Bhuti. It's the same for the deity, the devotee, guru, Vaishnava, all that. The divine backing that is there. We're interested in that substance. That's Guru Maharaj's way. So he said, as that is Jagannath, we're not concerned about mundane, what do you call it, provenance? When you verify, isn't it provenance? When they say, this is an authentic kartal from the 15th century, that kind of thing. When some devotees told Guru Maharaj about, they came back from Katva, and they talked about the Kesh Samadhi, means the hair of Mahaprabhu. And they're telling Guru Maharaj, they say, the pujari there said, this is the only known remnant of, Mahaprabhu. And Guru Maharaj said, we would rather say that Chaitanya Charitamritam, Chaitanya Bhakti. These are living representations of Sri Chaitanya Dev. So always Guru Maharaj consistently substance over form on all of these matters. So, don't you agree, Madhusudan Maharaj?
I agree.
Say a few words to the Krishna-loving public.
I can say a few words, Maharaj. Today is also the disappearance day of Bhakti Kamal Madhusudan Maharaj.
Oh yes, your namesake.
And I really don't know much to say, except we know that he's an exalted godbrother of Guru Maharaj. If I could ask you about his personality.
Well, by quoting Gurudev, we can say is that when Gurudev approved the translation and publication of Garga Sangita, he said, I know it is bona fide because Madhusudan Maharaj wanted to publish it. So that's a very high certificate coming. He's saying, if he wanted to, and I know he did, he couldn't, then I know, there's no doubt in my mind of its authenticity. And someone, I think, foolishly tried to pawn off Garga Sangita as like, well, it's some book that people in Vrindavan like or something. But if you read in the beginning of the Sanatana Goswami's Tika of Brihad Bhagavatamritam, and he's saying, which books deal substantially with pure, perfect Krishna conception? In other words, like, what do we say? Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam, right? He said, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Uttarakhanda of the Padma Purana, the Brihad, the Garga Sangita is mentioned there, and perhaps another book. Like, these have the ultimate, you know, Krishna conception. So, and when Prapanna Jivanamritam was being translated the first time around, Guru Maharaj gave the translation to Madhusudan Maharaj. And Madhusudan Maharaj remarked in Guru Maharaj's words, not up to mark. That's all Guru Maharaj had to hear. He said, Madhusudan Maharaj said, it's not up to mark. Guru Maharaj didn't even read it himself. Again, that type of certificate. And therefore it was done again. And then Sagar Maharaj, and with some assistance, you know, redid it in the right way. So, and I know when, at different times, if you saw some big meeting, Saraswati Thakur's appearance day, anything like that, Madhusudan Maharaj would always be invited to the mat with Jajavar Maharaj, considered the, you know, the upper echelon of the servitors of Srila Saraswati Thakur, the Madhava Maharajas of the world. So, I noticed that as well. And so it's a mantle to carry, like Goswami Maharaj, Aprakrita Bhakti Saranga Goswami. I have to think about his glorious position. So Bhakti Kamal Madhusudan Maharaj is Tirubhav Mahamahotsavatiti Kijai Hare Krishna. But still, you could say a few words to the Krishna loving public.
Well, the Krishna-loving public before us.
Having been to Puri, you know many things that we do not know.
Well, it is true. We've had in our mind about Jagannath Puri these last few days because it has been the time, first of all, of the Rath Yatra festival going down, then the Hara Panchami, Lakshmi Devi, and all these quite inconceivable pastimes taking place. And one thing that Srila Goswami Maharaj mentioned just now about Jagannath Puri, that there are many buildings there which are from the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that building that Maharaj mentioned just now took me by surprise because I was just the driver. Mm-hmm. I was the driver and I drove Gurudev. He wanted to go to the Panda's house.
Right.
So we went to the Panda's house in the little Fiat, little Fiat car. A humble, very humble car. And we drove from our guest house.
Yes.
And it's a short drive, but it's small roads. And
this was the Padmini?
Padmini, yeah. Uh-huh. Padmini, the white Padmini. And then we went
only
to his...
Only in India you have a car like Little Lotus.
Right. Little Lotus. And then all I know is, well, I'm just driving Gurudev to the Panda's house, and then we both go up, and perhaps with Paramahamsa Maharaj or one other, one servitor was there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a very small car. Yeah. And
no, I mean the house.
Oh, right, in the house.
Right.
And then we went upstairs, and there, the living quarters are upstairs.
Yeah.
And that is fairly common, apparently. So downstairs, maybe other things, and then you go up the stairs. But then the host, the panda, he goes out to bring some drink and some sweets, as is the exemplary custom of hospitality when you go to anybody's home. And of course, they're looking after Gurudev very nicely. Gurudev's sitting in a chair, and I'm sitting on the floor. I'm sitting on the floor, and I'm just leaning against a pillar. And Gurudev said, "You know that pillar? That's the same pillar that Mahaprabhu leant against." And I said, "Gurudev, really?" Very surprised. But it was a very old house. We're upstairs, and anyway, this is how I got to get a little shock about, you know, where we are in Puri. And that road, it's known as Pandarasta. It's the road where the many pandas live until today.
Yes.
Means the servitors of Lord Jagannath.
You see them coming and going from their seva to Jagannath.
Indeed,
and
yes.
That's why Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Haridas Thakur wouldn't go on that road because they thought, oh, if one of this, I'm so sinful and if one of the servitors touches me, they'll be contaminated.
And that is very humbling to remember when we are there.
Yeah.
Because we feel that that road, my goodness, if Sanatana Goswami would not walk along there, and then we are going on that road to go up to the Jagannath temple, it's very humbling. But with Gurudev in Jagannath Puri, we can feel, we understand Gurudev in Puri. He was happy always in Puri.
Yes.
Somehow it was a place where he was very happy. And Gurudev relaxed or amended some of his ideas of the strict behavior of the devotees, etc. In the sense of, and in Nabadeep, he always wants that devotees will tell me or him or somebody when they're going out from the mat.
Yes.
He wants everybody in the mat and he wants everyone engaged in service. It's not a place to use as a guest house or anything like this. It's for seva. But in Jagannath Puri, Gurudev himself chose to live in the downstairs most public room with the most public veranda. Yeah. And live there means most of the time he would be on his veranda. And he very much liked seeing the devotees coming in and out, going to the beach in particular. He's always asking about how is the sea and the beach. That sea is the same sea that where Mahaprabhu himself bathed Haridas Thakur after Haridas Thakur passed away, and thereafter declared this will become a great place of pilgrimage. And somehow Gurudev was very youthful even when he was a little later in his pastimes, but he was very youthful at heart in Jagannath Puri. And he did indeed come down with us to the beach, and on some occasions, on a few occasions. And he was very happy in Puri. And various adventures with Gurudev in Puri, including going to the Gundicha temple during the Rath Yatra time.
Yes.
And we'd drive up in the evening time when the main crowds have gone. And then Gurudev very happily.
That was the one time I saw him get down in the sand and give dandavats. Even, I mean, obviously he did when he was younger. I'm talking about when Gurudev was older and with the cane and everything, still there. And one, just like you said, one night we went there and there's the three chariots.
Yep.
And he gave his dandavats to Jagannath, Subhadra and Balabhadra.
So for many of us, the memory of Puri is also inseparable from being there with Srila Govinda Maharaj.
And what about Nittai Chaitanya?
Nittai Chaitanya Dev, yes. Yes. Gurudev, first of all, he was very much, there's a little history behind getting the property in Puri. He tried in various ways sending devotees to go to purchase some land to make a temple, to make an ashram for devotees. And remember, Guru Maharshi, Srila Sriram Maharshi, told to Gurudev that he can make a center in Puri, make a center in Vrindavan,
Govardhan,
and make a transit station in Dumdum Park. In particular, these three places Guru Maharshi had indicated to Gurudev. Anyway, he tried in various ways. Anyhow, presently, he made a promise when various plans were unsuccessful. Guru Maharaj, I will go to Puri. If you give permission, I will go to Puri. Within 2 weeks, I will settle something. I will pay to Jagannath to settle. Anyhow, Guru Maharaj did go to Puri, and just at the end of the 2 weeks, Jagannath gave the land, the property where our temple is now. And then presently, Gurudev, when the temple is going to be built in the what was a small garden, which amazed me that you could build a temple in that garden.
Yeah.
It's where we would drive in this small car, Padmini car, and that was where the car would be parked. And there was the kitchen, there's where we ate the prasadam. Yeah. And there were a few flowers. And then that spot became this sweet temple, which is there now. Nakmandir.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And anyhow, so then Gurudev is considering about what deities will be installed there. And he's considering, and then he is saying, Mahaprabhu is in Puri, but where is Nityananda represented? And Nityananda with Mahaprabhu, like this. And he's
Nittai Chaitanya.
Yeah, and then this way, Gurudev, he installed the deities there of Nittai Chaitanya Dev, Shri Nittai Chaitanya Dev. And he was very happily himself came to Puri, and the deities came to Puri, and himself presided over
Didn't they go in the Padmini?
Maharaj, they went in the train.
Oh, the train.
And this was the occasion where Gurudev, he wanted that the deities will go in the car. And this is actually WMY-194, the ambassador. Classic ambassador. This time was in the ambassador.
Right.
And Gurudev, he wanted they will go in the car. But Nittai Chaitanya Dev, little heavy, whatever it may be a little awkward to carry. And the devotees, and one devotee in particular, he little forceful to Gurudev that, no, Gurudev, this is, maybe they will be damaged and it is a bumpy ride, the road is not very good, it will be difficult to take them. On the train will be so easy. And anyhow, somehow the devotees won the battle, not won the battle, but they influenced that the deities went on the train.
Uh-huh.
And then we went in the car, we started early in the morning, and then that journey was filled with all sorts of dramas from beginning to end. We started at maybe, 5:30, 6 or something, the early time, and so many things happened. And I do have some experience from before of cars, of the mechanics, and the ambassador's very simple car, but there were completely inexplicable mechanical failures all the way through, even puzzling mechanics. And our journey took more than 24 continuous hours without any stop for anything except for the car. And Gurudev is saying that Nittai and Chaitanya, they are unhappy because they cannot see the route that they are taking to go to Puri. And then we got to Puri next morning around 7:30 in the morning. Continuous things. And then punctures, and then this, and then another problem.
Durgam patastat kaveo vedanti. The Kovida, they have said there are many obstacles on the path. Durgam.
But again, Gurudev's seeing it clearly, Nittai Chaitanya Dev, it's not the car's fault, it's not the mechanic's fault.
They want to see, like in Charitamrita, when they go after Mahaprabhu takes sannyas, and they go to Puri.
And Gurudev, every time that I ever knew Gurudev go to Puri, he always went in the day. He never took the night train that I can recall, that I know of. And specifically, we went on the Dauli Express one time, the daytime train. So he could see the journey that Mahaprabhu Nityananda made.
Hare Krishna. When we presented Golden Volcano to Guru Maharaj, well, he once asked me which of the books that we published that I like the best. And I couldn't answer. I thought, oh, is this a trick question? Like, I don't know. And it was hard for me to think that way. But he answered before I could. He said, I like Golden Volcano. It's Mahaprabhu. If we take it, search for Sri Krishna, Krishna, Sri Guru and His Grace, Radharani, Golden Volcano, Mahaprabhu, like that. But anyway, when we presented it to him, he, Siddhanti Maharaj, Chidananda Prabhu at the time, he was in Puri, and he had sent some letter, perhaps the Srila Govinda Maharaj, saying that the seva for the Gambhir was up, available, or coming available. That happens maybe every, 50 years or something, but it can switch from one institution to, it can happen. So it was happening then. So Srila Guru Maharaj, when they sent me and his secretary there to try and get the seva of the Gambhir, because it's one of the three places when Guru Maharaj contemplated retiring, Uddhav Kyari, Navadeep, which he settled on, but the Gambhir was the third. So we were whisked away and with Golden Volcano, and we went there and presented to the pujari who took it and put it on Mahaprabhu's, where Mahaprabhu sits. It was a very divine thing to see the book form of Mahaprabhu within the Gambhir. And they could understand this was, they knew it was by Guru Maharaj, it was substantial, everything. We could not arrange, but when we returned, Guru Maharaj was saying how intent he was upon going if we could secure the puja. And he said he would come for the opening. And this is when Guru Maharaj is not descending from his veranda more than three times a year, like Gaur Purnima, Saraswati Thakur's appearance day, and his own birthday. Those are the three times you come. And now Guru Maharaj is saying, he will go. And you know what a journey that is. And I'm not only myself, we're perplexed at that thought, knowing that it's just not, how can it be that he'll, and Guru Maharaj looked at us, knowing what our apprehension is, and he said, and if I die on the journey, he said, at least I will have died going in the right direction.
Hey, Krishna.
Die,
Guru Maharaj. Wonderful.
That, he said, then I will have died going in the right direction. And that is my advice to all the members of the Krishna consciousness movement. At least, like Prabhupada said, if existence is a struggle, then why not struggle for Krishna consciousness? You have to struggle anyway. Life is a struggle for everybody. Then why not struggle for something that, is valuable, that neha bikramanashosti pratyaveo navidyate svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahatobayat. You'll carry it with you. Everything else here is, and I won't say, but Guru Maharaj will say, trash. That's what he says, rubbish, trash, all other things. He can say that. He lost, and he's so overwhelmed by Mahaprabhu's divine conception of things and the supreme position of Srimati Radharani, overwhelmed by that to the point of self-oblivion, self-forgetfulness, that he considers everything else trash, rubbish. It won't be here, it will all vanish. So it's our good fortune to come in connection with those who feel these things substantially, and we're hoping that by serving them, being faithful to them, and having the highest fidelity of their teachings, that we are confident some good fortune will come to us. We have such a wonderful master who can say those things. And in a heartfelt way, and mean it. He means that when he says that. If we will, Gurudev's program is, then we'll serve him. And through that service, some of that feeling will descend in our hearts. Hare Krishna.